Now let us listen to a poem, No Men Are Foreign, written by James Kirkup, pages 80 to 81. Introduction. Have you ever thought of some people as strange or other countries as foreign? We have many ways of thinking of other people as different from us, as them. They may belong to a different country or speak a different language. In this poem, however, the poet reminds us of the many ways in which we are all the same, for we are all human. Poem, No Men Are Foreign. Remember, no men are strange, no country is foreign. Beneath all uniforms, a single body breathes. Like us, the land our brothers walk upon, is earth like this, in which we all shall lie. They too, aware of sun and air and water, are fed by peaceful harvests, by wars long winter starved. Their hands are ours, and in the lines we read, a labor not different from our own. Remember, they have eyes like ours that can wake or sleep, and strength that can be won by love. In every land is common life that all can recognize and understand. Let us remember whenever we are told to hate our brothers, it is ourselves that we shall dispossess, betray, condemn. Remember, we who take arms against each other, it is the human earth that we defile. Our hells of fire and dust outrage the innocence of air that is everywhere our own. Remember, no men are foreign and no countries strange. Glossary. Dispossess means dislodge or deprive. Defile means make dirty or pollute. Outrage the innocence of means violate the purity of. Thinking about the poem. 1. A. Beneath all uniforms. What uniforms do you think the poet is speaking about? B. How does the poet suggest that all people on earth are the same? 2. In stanza 1, find 5 ways in which we all are alike. Pick out the words. 3. How many common features can you find in stanza 2? Pick out the words. 4. Whenever we are told to hate our brothers, when do you think this happens? Why? Who tells us? Should we do as we are told at such times? What does the poet say? Quote, in the words of Socrates, I am a citizen, not of Athens or Greece, but of the world.